Yeah, quicker than Nancy. See, every one of those you've said is on the list. Every one of them. And it doesn't have to be on you. That's the thing, is they want to add some more if we know some more. Hen on a nest who won't get off her eggs once you have them.
Sitting
hen. Boy, they get mad if you move them too, don't they?
The mama fight you right everything.
That's as mad as a wet setting hen. What about the part of a chicken when you're cutting them up and you cut your breast in two? You know, and this part of the bone the children like to keep to break
them. Pull the bone.
What do you call the inside part of a pig that you use, like the liver and lights and all together?
Well, you cook the liver and lights together, or you can fry the liver.
Uh-huh.
But you cook the lights with some of the liver, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then that other thing that is food goes in, they call that the punch.
The punch. Now, mm-hmm. See, that's a new one on me. I never know it. Well, did you have any special name you call all the insides of a pig that you eat?
Well, chitlins for one.
Yeah, chitlins are the intestine part. Yeah. Have you ever heard of them called hashlets?
Well, that's a liver and
lights. And that's when just the liver and lights is the...
Uh-huh, is the hashlets.
And just the intestines is the...
The chitlins and the punch. Yeah. Now that punch is thick, you know.
Is that the same as a tripe on a cow?
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. They call it a hog punch.
Then they call it a tripe if it were on a cow, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How would you call a cow?
How would I call a cow? It's a coy, coy, coy.
Would you call a calf any differently from a cow?
I'd say, sukkah.
What about mules, when you wanted mules to turn, you know, different ways?
Gee and haw.
Now which one? I never did know which one meant which way.
Gee this way and haw that way.
All right, gee.
Ain't that
gee's
right?
Gee's the right, then haw is the left.
That's right.
That's what I thought.
That's right. And you have to remember that when you're in the field, be sure you say the right one.
That's right.
When you want your horse to go faster.
You say, get up, Pissa. And if you don't get going a little faster, you tap him with the whip.
On the side of
the line.
Yeah. I tell you, paid to know your horse, mule, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you have any way you could call them up from the pasture, your horses, mule?
Sometimes they'd come for whistling.
Just whistle.
Wouldn't it?
Sure would.
However you had trained them, I guess.
That's right.
Whichever way. What about stop a horse?
Stop a horse?
Uh-huh.
Well, you say whoa.
That's correct.
That's what I'd say too. They've got one on here called hike up. Have you ever heard that? That must be Yankee talk. We don't say that to horses, do we?
No, we don't.
What about you didn't have any sheep to call, so you didn't call sheep, I guess, did you? Did he have any special way of calling them?
They used to have a dog that watched them, you know,
yeah.
And took care of them.
Sheep dog.
They understood that dog. That dog understood when they were supposed to be drove up to be fed,
mm-hmm.
And all. And now, I couldn't tell you before he told them.
You don't know what he said.
He barked, I reckon.
But his dog
and get them started.
Oh.